machine.
I'm trying to cut back on my epicness.
Cyrus Martin.
Hell, maybe something's wrong with me.
Jay Red.
It's a scientific fact that lesbians wear flannel.
Tex-Mex.
Dang, out of nowhere, left hook.
And Ducky.
I was just going to say, how old are you? Jeez, we're paneling VHS players.
And now, from OneManAsylum.com, it's time for group therapy.
Welcome out to Group Therapy on OneManAsylum.com, a safe place to share your feelings, because we're going well beyond just that of television, movies, video games, and the web. I'm your host, Optimus Gene. It is our 100th episode, and it almost didn't happen tonight because, well, things are crazy as hell. But before we get into that, we have a new show format. You'll find out about it in a second. Let me just go ahead and go around the horn and introduce the rest of the cast, starting off with the guy who's always here to save my bacon, Cyrus Martin. What's going on, dude?
Of course, as soon as you introduce me, my phone rings.
Exactly.
What up, playa? How's it going, G-Dog Funk Cuz?
It is going, but barely. Coming to us from the Texas-Mexican neutral zone, we have Tex-Mex. What's going on, man?
It's amazing how much you can, how well you feel with only like 2-3 hours sleep, if that.
We'll go into that in just a second. Coming to us from the Great White North, we have Ducky. How are you doing, lady?
Better than you.
Right now? Yes, absolutely.
And kids are gone. They're at the grandparents.
Oh, well, there you go. And then...
What's the liquor?
Not last, and certainly not least, the guy from the future, J-Red. What's going on, man?
See, all of you fuckers thought I was crazy when I said you could make it on 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah, but you were doing it, like, willingly. That's the thing. That's the difference.
Now that the wife's got a new job, I want to get... in like an hour and a half in the morning, maybe an hour and a half at night. So it's not even all together.
Oh, wow.
So, but I'm feeling better.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's just odd. See, I'm still expecting him to like drop dead at like 40. Just body just gives out.
Eight and a half more years.
Woohoo!
Hard, man.
Speaking of which, okay, so the reason why the show almost didn't happen is, like I was telling everyone before the show, you know, this is my second to last day off of work. I've got to actually go back to work on Monday and, been home with the babies and, you know, working towards trying to get them to stay up during the day. It's just tough. And at nighttime, especially around 11 o'clock, especially the little one's eyes just go and he's wide awake, ready to go. So, Christy and I have just now kind of figured out how to feed them by, like, just one of us feeding both of them at the same time. Takes a lot of ingenuity, but it can be done. But that being said, we're still on a 3-hour cycle. So, take about 40, really about an hour of that is them waking us up, getting the bottles ready, changing diapers, feeding them, burping them, getting them back down to sleep. That cuts into about an hour. So you really only got about an hour and a half. 2 hours of sleep, and let me just tell you, it is kicking my ass. When they do sleep in a little bit longer, like if they will add an extra hour, oh my God, it makes so much of a difference. So we're trying to get them to that four hour stop point, but it's tough. They are growing though. Big man, Nick is up to 8 pounds, and Alex is almost at 6. So. They've almost doubled their birth weight, which is great, especially for only being, you know, 5 weeks. But, man, it is kicking my ass. If we can get to a 4-hour sleep cycle, Christy and I might actually be human beings again. But, we'll see how that happens.
You do get used to it. And then when they actually do sleep through the night, you wake up and you feel like crap because you've had all of this sleep all at once.
We'll see.
Your body doesn't know what to do with it.
Some of Christy's friends, their gunkles is we're referring to them, came down like that first week or so and basically stayed the night. We're like, look, we will take care of the babies. Y'all get a full night's sleep. Got 8 hours. That's actually the only reason I'm probably still alive at this point is 2 weeks ago I got an 8-hour span of sleep. I'm hoping maybe I'll get another one here sometime. I don't know. Aunt's coming in to stay this week, and then grandparents are coming to stay like the next week and the week after that. And then after that, I don't know what Christy's going to do. I hope she survives. I hope I have a wife at the end of all this. So, you know what? That's what's been going on with me. I don't want to monopolize the entire thing. Cyrus, what's been going on with you, man?
Nothing so interesting. Just working a lot. Barely been home. And when I have been home, I've been reacquiring old Xbox games that I had traded a long time ago and buying some cheap ones and entertaining myself for minimal cost.
I would say I've been keeping up on that. I mean, I know you've been doing that somewhat, but you've also kind of dropped off the whole social media thing.
Yeah, and, you know, with all the work that I've been doing and with all the problems that I've had with that, I think that the conversations I have with my wife about what we're doing publicly versus our private life and everything, I just decided I think it would make more sense for me that while I'm at work, not have anything to do with Twitter or Facebook. When I get home, then check in, you know, everything like that. It's just, you know, I tend to like talk about things at the wrong moments and I get obsessed with checking Twitter and Facebook, and I just decided, you know what, just cut it all out, delete the apps. I'll deal with it when I get home and see what's going on with everybody then. And there's no reason for me to get caught up in it with everything else going on.
Gotcha.
Plus, I've been, you know, I quit smoking and haven't had a cigarette since. And it's been kind of making me think about other addictions and trying to get away from them. You know, I think that I have an addictive personality. So
I completely understand that. Unfortunately, I have had to go back onto the old caffeine truck because it's a must. One last question for you before we move on. How's the book coming?
I'm giving serious consideration to putting the whole thing on hold.
Okay.
I haven't had any ability to even think. I mean, I've got it all in my head, but getting it out is a whole different story.
Gotcha.
And, I've got the one book. I think I'm going to let that one sit for a while. I know I hadn't really talked to you about this.
This is the first I've heard of this.
Yeah. I just don't have the energy to fool with it. And I think that, honestly, the more time I've given to thinking about it instead of doing it, the better I think the story is gonna be anyway. So
okay, well, that's
I think I just need to kind of let it rest for a while.
Gotcha. Understandable. But, well, then I guess we won't have certain things on Mondays anyway. Tex, what's going on, dude?
Not much. Work is work, but setting up for Diego's first birthday.
Yeah, sorry we can't make it down for
first,
that
first actual
that's understandable.
Birthday?
The first is actual it? Birthday.
Oh, okay. I just want to be
not
sure.
Not a monthly celebration.
Not a weekly, monthly.
The conversation that was going on about that on Twitter was, you know, happy 1 month birthday, happy 2 month. And there was a thing that was brought up by Cyrus and Manon about, I don't know, I understand maybe ninth, because that's, you know, 9 months is 3/4 of the way there, but what about 10, 11? You can kind of skip 10, 11, just go ahead and hit the 1 year. And it's.
Well, he was like, happy 11th month. And I was like, really? 11? You couldn't wait 1 month?
Nope. Which I completely understand now because, of course, my next comment was happy 1 week or whatever it was.
But it only goes up to 12 months or 1 year. Nobody goes past, you know.
Okay, yeah. No. You say that. Now, there are those people, and I don't understand this. Why do people say, oh, they're 18 months? No, they're a year and a half. Fucking, once it gets past 12 months, drop the months, we're into years. I'm just saying.
What was that? Who was that comedian who said his mom still refers to him as months? Like, Johnny's 147 months.
I may have to do that. That might actually be kind of fun. Ducky, what's going on in your world?
A lot. Well, with the kids. But, it's good. It's busy.
Good deal. Staying busy is always good.
It's good. Quinn had his surgery on Tuesday, and everything went really well.
I saw that.
And doesn't need new tubes for now. And, yeah, it's doing really well.
Very good. Very good. Jay, what's going on with you, man? Can't hear you.
What?
Danger.
There we go.
Unlike Sai, I do not have an addictive personality. Maybe a dick, but not addictive. No, work is still a grind and a bitch.
Gotcha.
Wife started a new job, so it's putting more of a burden on me, but, you know, less of a strain on bills and such.
Oh, that's good.
But same shit. Kids finishing school. Football's getting ready to start up here in a couple months, so looks like I might be coaching again. I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting. So wow, Coach Jay, what would that be like?
I'm just imagining. Coach, what do you want us to do now? I don't know. Run.
I'm thinking on the opposite side. Kid out there, Brooke. They're like, walk it off. He would be that coach.
It's like Pee Wee football, but he has him pushing a sled. He's on the sled.
Takes the whole fucking defense to get him to move.
I took him over and let him push a sled over at the high school kids, and
they're in third grade.
No, they're sixth grade when I coached.
Oh, but shit.
Hey, everybody that knew me, you know, knows me personally and saw me coach was surprised at how well I handled the kids.
Good deal.
Pay attention to what Jay just said. Everyone that knows me was surprised at how well I did.
Good point.
It's not a bad thing, but you know my personality. I'm not real. I don't have a lot of patience for dumb shit.
Uh huh.
And
so basically, he threatens them before they get off the bus.
No, I was. I was nurturing. it was slightly different form of nurturing when I put on the hip pad and was bumping them during drills, but I would about 50%.
Christy was flipping around this morning, and that movie Saving Silverman was on. And when it shows what the coach did to get thrown in jail, do you remember that? It was a touchdown. It got called back, so he grabs the down marker, throws it like a javelin into the referee. That's what I picture Jay doing.
I was watching it too, man. That's weird. Yeah, that was weird. I was watching flipping channels, and I came across it.
I guess walked up behind a ref one time and kind of tugged on his little yellow flag, and I asked him, do you know what this does? Do you know how this works? I could teach you later after the game.
Good deal. Well, all right. We no longer have the, what's new in media segment. We also no longer have, we don't have a game currently going on either, although the summer movie game will be starting here in a little over a month. Although we could have actually started it this last weekend because there was a huge movie that came out. I'm hearing good things about the Hunger Games.
I'm going to see it tonight. I have to leave at 9, but I'm seeing it tonight.
Good deal.
We might see it tomorrow.
Bolden, Library Voodoo went and saw it yesterday. She didn't say whether or not, or today, she didn't say whether or not she liked it, but I'm assuming she did from just the way it sounded. So, like I said, I'm hearing some really good things about it. I'm sure I won't see it in theaters. It'll be one of those things I'll have to watch, when it comes out on Blu-ray or DVD. But I am interested to see it. My cousin has told me several times, unlike the Twilight movies, it's an actual strong female lead. Like, if there's a romantic thing going on and things aren't working out, well, then she goes out and kills things. So I'm like, all right, that works. So, but in any case, it is our 100th episode. We thought we'd just kind of look back and just talk about some of the highlights, the lowlights, some of the things that have happened over the time that we've been doing this show. And I just kind of jotted down a few things, kind of some things that have happened, some themes. And we don't have to stick to it by any means. So does anyone have anything in particular they want to bring up that was notable about doing this show over the last year? Well, basically 2 years now.
No,
not that notable. All right, well, guess we're going to have to worry about keep doing the show. Some of the big things that I noticed that we liked this entire time, even going back to, I think it was episode 3, because it was actually one of the things I talked about possibly doing as tonight's topic was zombies. We have talked about zombies on this show I don't. I almost maybe every single episode in one form or fashion, whether it be in games and movies. Everyone here saw the season finale for the second season of The Walking Dead, right? Yes.
No.
You
walking what?
Shut up. You did see the second season, right? Okay. There are two scenes. Literally all of the hair on my body just stood up in anticipation. What is her name? And I never understand how to say her name. I always thought it was Michonne, but it's like Michonne?
I heard Michonne.
Michonne.
The talking dead.
The hooded person that shows up with the two zombies chained behind her that cuts off the head of the zombie that was after What's-Her-Face with the samurai sword. Oh my God, if you've read the books, you know how awesome it is that they're going to incorporate. I was literally like, I don't know if they're going to incorporate this character into the TV show. Oh my God, I cannot believe they're doing it, and it's going to be so freaking awesome. And then, of course, the other thing is...
Have you read all the comics?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have. I mean, I'm not caught up on the individual issues that are currently out. I'm waiting for them to put them together as another trade. But, yes, I'm caught up as much as...
Because I downloaded an app, a comic book reading app, and they had a sale on the first five volumes. Basically, they stopped right where the TV show just ended.
Okay, so you've stopped right where the... Okay.
Well, I haven't read that far yet, but yeah, I'm in the process of... And I remember me and one of my coworkers saw the two zombies chained, and we're like, what the hell are those for? So, yeah, I'm looking forward
to it. Yeah, I can tell you all about that, but of course I won't. And then, of course, the very last shot was of the prison. I'm telling you, I looked at Christy whenever we saw that. Like I said, once again, all the hairs on my arms, I'm like, things are about to get so fucked up from this point on. Like, you have no idea. Like, the last probably two or three episodes of this season is pretty much how the rest of the show is going to be from here on out. It's going to be batshit crazy awesome. So, but yeah, we've talked a lot about zombies, whether it be playing games or, you know, this, that, or the other during the show. We've referenced Netflix a lot. I know Netflix is still not that great in Canada, but the majority of us here that have it love it. I've been going through, and from pressure from lots of people I know, I think Christy and I are going to try to start watching Mad Men, which is pretty much all on Netflix now. So still loving the service and using it quite a bit, especially those late nights when we're sitting there rocking babies, trying to get them to sleep.
A lot of people are still... they're kind of down on Netflix, but when you compare it to the other online streaming,
they all have
about the same content. They really don't have much difference.
Oh, see, no, when you get into some of the specific TV shows, that's when it gets really different. Because there are a lot of TV shows.
Because Discovery was a big announcement on Netflix, and Amazon just got that as well.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty much on par. I really haven't seen too much big difference.
Well, I think the other big difference is the fact that I can go in there and pull it up on my Xbox or my iPad or whatever else, whereas you can't do that with the Amazon app. You know what I'm saying? So until they get to that point, they're always, you know, until they're as seamless as Netflix is, it's, you know, it's just going to kind of be a thing. We have talked a lot about food on this show. For a show about media, we almost did an entire episode on just food alone. Nothing really to add to that per se. Just, I thought it was interesting going back in, especially doing this last, episode that I did where, you know, kind of the highlights from the previous year. I was like, damn, we talk about food a lot. some things that we hate: hackers.
Oh, yeah.
The whole PSN thing that went down for months and months and months. Anonymous, I know it keeps coming up on the show. Yeah, we're not really big fans of hackers by any means. Of course, what's really interesting is there have been some stories out saying that they think Anonymous is getting to the point that they're starting to really fracture. Like, there's too many different sects, and with no one figurehead to kind of keep them together, it's like they're ballooning out and just, like, kind of falling apart now. So... kind of interesting.
I've had some interesting conversations with these douchebags.
By the way, yeah, I meant to ask you about that. You did something that I just flat out referred to in a text to you as being ballsy. Cyrus created a what is it, a group on Facebook or whatever, something like Anonymous Sucks or something like that. My only comment was, you know, good for you, you know, big cojones on you for putting that out there. If they hack the site, I'm kicking your ass.
Leave me alone, please.
Yes.
They won't, and I'll tell you exactly why they won't. Because anybody that claims to be anonymous is just some little internet douchebag. These are not really hackers. Your real hackers, you know, those are the guys that they work for Chinese government or they work for some, you know, group of criminals that are trying to, you know, make money doing something or whatever. Those are the people that you don't ever hear from. Those are real hackers. These anonymous people, these are guys that figure out some little exploit based on, you know, some knowledge that got leaked somehow, and that, you know, these are the guys that flood somebody's IP address. These are douchebags. These are little whiny crybaby sissy bitches. And so I put it out there and I was like, oh yeah, yeah, hack me, douches, you know? And so I got into these conversations with these guys because I guess they discovered what I was doing. I went on CNN and a couple other places and got involved in some conversations about hackers, and so they start tweeting me and emailing me, and we had some nice conversations. We're not ever going to agree. But, a couple of the guys were actually fairly intelligent, although their argument was completely stupid. I mean, it was basically like, you know, we're not the bad guys. It's the government and Wall Street. And I'm like, okay, the government and Wall Street suck, but that doesn't mean you're right. You know, I could never get this into their mind. Just because they committed crimes doesn't mean that your crimes are okay. That it doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forget about all the people you hurt. Well, what people do we hurt? Oh, really? What people do you hurt? Have you ever fucking read a news story about what you do? Do you have any idea? Anyway, so yeah, just.
Is that by chance, did that by chance help promote your whole dropping Twitter thing? Was it the constant conversations with these guys or just?
No, that was actually not related to that at all. That's actually been over with for a little while now. I got into these conversations and I got to a certain point where they stopped talking to me. This always seems to happen. Like I get into a debate with these groups of people. Whatever it is, whatever group I'm debating at that time. And we get to a certain point in the conversation where they just decide to stop talking to me. I don't know. Maybe is that because I won the conversation? I don't think in those terms, but I guess so.
I think he just wore them down, which interestingly enough is also how he got his wife to marry him. He just kind of kept, you know, going over and over and over and just wore her down. She's like, fuck, fine, I'll marry you. Shit, shut up.
Sure, shut up.
She married me so I would shut up.
Yes.
Get on my tree and stop watching me.
One of the other things that kept coming up that we hate, Sony. Customer support, their hardware. We have bashed Sony, it's not even like beating a dead horse. It's like, I don't even know if there's an analogy to it. It's not like we've been going off of things that, you know, we've been making up stuff or whatever. Apparently there's an earthquake in Jay, wherever Jay is. But we just kept going on and on about Sony. Someone else that kept coming up that, we were kind of hating on was, one Mr. George Lucas. I know we've talked about this on, you know, multiple times about, you know, what he's done with his property. And, you know, we've been on kind of some different sides of the fence as to, you know, how bad we thought certain things may be. But, we definitely didn't beat up on him like the hackers or Sony, but, he definitely was a very popular whipping boy on the show over the last 100 episodes. Over the last 2 years, some of the new devices that have come out that we've talked about, let's see, the iPhone 4, the iPhone 4S, the iPad 2, the iPad 3, which, Lou has, now a proud owner of, well, Lewis's wife is now a proud owner of, the Sony PlayStation Vita, which apparently still is not selling very well at all, the Nintendo 3DS, which, two of us here on the panel own. By the way, have you guys played with it at all here recently, or is it sitting there gathering dust?
I was looking at it
when we were getting ready for the show.
Okie dokie.
They just put Punch Out out on it.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah.
Now, is it Punch Out? Is it Nintendo? Is it the NES Punch Out or is it the arcade Punch Out?
It's the NES one, but it's the one they brought out after they lost the license for Mike Tyson.
Ah, so it's got Mr. What Dream or whatever?
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
It could be worse. It could be the Punch Out. Was it Punch Out 2 with the aliens?
Oh, boy.
I don't remember that one. I remember Super Punch Out.
I think it was a Japanese version or something. Anyway.
I remember Super Punch Out on the Super Nintendo, and that was pretty cool, but.
Oh, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. And then, of course, the Microsoft Kinect, which we were all pretty down on, but once again, at least two of us here on the panel now own one.
Dude, I gotta say, it's pretty badass.
Is it?
I didn't think that it would be, but there's something
on. When I got mine.
It's pretty cool to walk in front of it, and it logs you in, and you're like, oh. And then talking to it's pretty cool, and playing
the
game. Have
you turned on Netflix?
We don't have Netflix, but if I did, I'd definitely be doing that.
I like it because, if I go to turn on one of my daughter's shows and it's near the end, instead of having to rewind it, because it don't have, a start-over feature, I can just wave my hand in front of it, and then it'll bring up where the movie's at. I can put my hand up there, drag it all the way to the beginning, and whenever I swipe my hand down, it restarts at the beginning. And
okay, that's kind of cool.
You can go out there and drag it, and it'll adjust the scene to wherever you're at, and then just bring your hand down towards you, and it starts it right there.
My wife loves the Zumba Fitness on it. That's, I have to admit, it's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Let's see, some events that we've gone to over this time. Dignation, we've actually gone to, I've gone to 3 Dignation events, 2 of them for the website. The second one was probably the most fun, and that was the one where it was you, it was, myself, Cyrus, Lou, and Rudy at, and, we had a hell of a time at that event. This year, of course, not that I could have gone even if I wanted to, but since then, Dignation has actually, stopped doing their podcast, and apparently, I guess they're not even going to be doing any real big events anymore, because there was no presence, there was nothing at South by Southwest this year that I was even remotely interested in going to. So, part of me was like, oh, look, perfect timing, maybe next year they'll do something I'll be interested in, and I might be able to go, but, we'll see about that, so.
Actually, I don't think Revision 3 or Twit is going to do much at all with them anymore.
Well, I apparently know they were complaining that they were, the people at South by Southwest were being kind of dicks about.
Yeah, being dicks with them, so they're like, forget it.
Yeah, which sucks. At least I got to meet Leo. So. Comic-Con, we actually went to a couple of different Comic-Cons. Some of us, it was just a single man effort, but the one we did go to in Austin was a lot of fun. Me and Cy and Manon and Chris all went to that one and, had a lot of fun. Got to see, Lou Ferrigno and,
talk to Darth Maul.
Yes, Ray Park, which was still awesome. Yeah, that was a hell of a lot of fun.
I'm still mad at that bitch.
You will always be mad at that bitch, won't you?
I'm like, really? Really? You fucking, how obnoxious can you be? The guy comes to the Comic-Con in freaking Texas and is, spending plenty of time with, answering everybody's questions, doing the kung fu stuff at the front, trying to show some people some moves and everything, going way out of his fucking way. And you're going to come up there with your little smart ass. Don't you think you should apologize for that movie? It was horrible, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you fucking bitch.
I could see Cy just running up there and just be like,
dude, that's why I got up and talked. Cause I was like, I'm not going to let this guy leave Texas thinking we're all a bunch of assholes.
Good for you. I felt proud. I was like nudging man. I said, I'm proud to be his friend. He said, I'm not. No. And then, of course, Geek Fest, which was the big event that Cy came down for last year. And I have missed the last couple of meetings. Of course, I've kind of had some stuff going on, and they do understand that. But hopefully, I will still be able to attend this coming Geek Fest this August. I mean, the boys will be 6 months, so we'll see how things go as we get closer there. You know, maybe we'll have some family come down and can help Christy one night, and I can actually go do stuff. So, my wife is very understanding about those things. So, we'll see. And hopefully we can at least get, Cyrus down maybe again for the next event, which would be cool. And, I know Jay had talked something or another about possibly coming down, but, you know, we've got plenty of time before that rolls around. So we'll have to see how that goes. So, but that was a hell of a lot of fun. Some games, like I said, we like playing games here on the site, and we'll start with kind of the smallest of the three. That is the Academy Awards game. We've done three of them now, I think. And Ducky won the second one just hands down and almost freaking won the second one as well. it literally came down to one or two different categories. Math, is that what you're doing, Cyrus?
Well, you said she won the second one and almost won the second one. I was like,
oh, I'm sorry, the third one, my bad. But, yeah, we've enjoyed doing that. And then, of course, we just recently wrapped up the first annual, because it will be an annual thing, Fall and Winter Movie Game, which was a hell of a lot of fun. Even though, you know, granted, I never thought the five guys who were on the panel that were actually, you know, coming up with the amounts for the game, I didn't think any one of us were going to actually be able to win. But, of the five of us, at least I wasn't last. That's all I can say. Cyrus definitely kind of ran away with that one. And then the summer movie game.
Remember, as long as you beat Rudy.
As long as you beat Rudy.
It's okay.
But I didn't beat Rudy, so it doesn't matter. You and Jay are the only ones who can say that.
It's like just having a winning record. At least you weren't a losing record.
Exactly. As long as you're 6-5, you got your job still.
Yeah.
As long as
you beat Rudy, you're all right.
And then, of course, the summer movie game, which we're going to be gearing up for that here. It's going to be another freaking insane year for the summer movie game, because there are so many freaking awesome-ass movies coming out. The more I see on Avengers, I just like, oh, God, that's going to be so great. And then, but we haven't even seen anything about Batman yet. And it's, you know, like actual, like a lot of the bigger trailers, you know, when they start flooding the market with it. And it's just like, we've got Batman and the Avengers, and we've got
Spider-Man?
Yeah, Spider-Man, which people are saying is actually a good movie. And I'm like, because, you know, that wasn't even on my radar. I was like, oh, well, Spider-Man, whatever. I'll watch it eventually. But now I'm thinking, wow, if it's really that good, maybe it's, you know, worth checking out.
Prometheus,
yes.
I don't care. I don't care what they say. It's a prequel.
Well, you saw that last tweet that the Angry Grinch sent out, right?
Apparently, you're not supposed to analyze the trailer too much.
Uh-huh.
It'll give away some stuff.
Well, that one image that was on there kind of gave away a lot. I mean, that's clearly...
It gave away all we needed to know.
Yeah. But, I mean, we already knew that anyway, so, you know.
Thought image.
let's just say the movie that it's not supposed to be a prequel for, it definitely had... there's a fucking alien, okay? That's all there is to it. There's a fucking alien. So... and it's very clear. It's not like, well, that it kind of is the head. Maybe. No, it's a fucking alien.
See, if he wanted to throw us off, he would have like a Predator. Because remember, like in Predator 2, they had the alien skull there. He tried to, you know, throw.
No, if he really wanted to throw us off, it would be like a skeletal ET or something. That would have that would have really fucking just blew our minds. We'd be like, what?
And that's what I'm waiting in the next Predator movie, when they go into a room and see the skulls, you see ET.
That would be awesome.
Polishing the head.
I'm really thinking that wouldn't be too hard of a kill for the president.
Well, yeah,
not unless he keeps self-regenerating. He's just sitting there, ouch. And, like, yeah. You know, it keeps healing.
Keeps cutting his head off, motherfucker.
Just picks it up.
Quit it.
But no, yeah, the summer's going to be an awesome-ass time. I cannot wait for the summer movie game. Hopefully I'll get started working on that here in the next couple of weeks. Let's see here. New members. We've actually added quite a few new members to the show as time's gone by. We've also lost a few people. Manon used to join us even at the beginning of this last year, and decided that, you know, it was a lot of work to be on the show, which was understandable. So, but whereas we lost Manon, we picked up Jay and Ducky, and love having you guys on the show. Freaking awesome. The funny thing is I was like, you know, I can almost remember the conversation. I was like, hey, Cy, that new guy that joined the site, Jay, he wants to be on the show. You know, I guess we'll let him on for an episode or two. We'll see how it goes. He's been on every fucking episode since.
52.
So, which we love having you on here.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do. and then, of course, we've added some new writers for the site, Bolden, The Angry Grinch, Miyavi Yu. The Angry Grinch is actually seriously talking about possibly trying to start being on the podcast itself. He's getting a lot closer to finishing his degree, and we'll actually have a little bit more time.
Oh, you didn't break it to him that this was the final episode?
No, I did not break that
to him. This is our goodbye.
Like, I was saving that to the last. No, I'm playing. This is not the last episode. Case for some reason or another, if the show stops broadcasting.
Okay, Grinch, which day are you going to come on? Thursday? Okay, the last show is Wednesday. Sorry.
How fucked up would it be if all of a sudden my broadband just like quit right after he said that? And it's like, no! And then, of course, we've also introduced, we've also added some new people to the site and to everything else. Little Diego was born, and Nick and Alex were also born. So, we've had three births. We've had a wedding. Aubrey and Chris got married within the time we've been doing this show. No divorces yet.
yet.
No.
Yeah, yet.
I know we've put down some animals, so I guess that technically counts as deaths. But
they got off probation.
Some of us were captured and released from prison.
Yes.
It wasn't prison, it was captured.
I like how you put it, captured and released. Like, okay, I gotta tell you. So I'm sitting in the recliner this morning, and I'm rocking Alex, and he's asleep, and I don't wanna move, because I'm like, okay, he's asleep, I'm just keep rocking. The TV's on, and it's 5:30 in the morning, on a Saturday morning. So I'm sure y'all have seen this show, or heard Fishing Country is on. What is it about fishing shows that's so fucking hypnotic? Like, you're just sitting there going, oh, got another fish.
For the people that don't actually go fishing.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because he's talking about catch and release. Dude literally catches this, I guess it was a crappie, a bass or something, I don't remember. And, you know, takes the hook out and literally looks at it and goes, that's too small. And just goes, whoop, and throws it over his shoulder. And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? I was just thinking.
I had a special guest on the show. I had my brother-in-law on episode with us.
That is true. We actually have had some special guests. I forgot about that. We had Dan from Big Kev's View on, and Cyrus fell in love with his voice.
Man crush on him.
Bromance was going on there.
Of course, my in-laws always walk in the house from time to time, say hello.
Yes, and you know, we've had people walking through on several occasions, and lots of children showing up.
And kids.
Which, speaking of which, Conan is apparently taking a vacation, so he will not be on tonight's episode. Some off-the-wall things that have happened. For the first time ever, I got drunk. Had a really, really bad week at work, and some stuff was going on with my neighbor, and things were just getting really shitty. So, and I still have not, I mean, I'm sure if I really put my mind to it, I could get drunk again, but I have not been drunk since. So if you've ever wanted to see me drunk, I don't remember which episode it is, but
you were an angry drunk.
I was not an angry drunk. Y'all were painting me into a corner. That's all it was.
Was that the episode you got mad at all of us? Because we weren't really saying anything?
He was mad.
No. The only two people who were on the episode, oddly enough, were Cy and Chris. Because I texted, I said, I'm drunk. I'm going to be on the show. You want to be on? And that's, of course, I think the last time Chris showed up for the show. Seriously, Ruby? And that was the Basset Hound.
I think you got drunk again on an episode with us.
No, I mean, I may have been a little tipsy, but that was, I mean, I was flat out. I kept saying I'm not drunk. I was drunk.
So you just get angry anytime you put alcohol in you.
Do what now?
So you just get angry anytime you put alcohol
yes, in you. Yes, because, you know.
And when you don't eat.
When I don't eat, I don't have a hamburger in sandwich. My mouth, you know. Yes.
Sandwich.
You're just an angry person by nature.
Apparently I am. I'm just
all
an
bottled
angry
up
person.
Under that little hat.
What's funny, Jay drinks and he gets angry. And then Jay drinks, he just gets real happy.
See, you know what's funny is, you know what? I'm not an angry drunk. I'm telling you, I'm not an angry drunk. You know who is not an angry drunk, but a pissy drunk is Rudy. Rudy gets real quiet and then just gets pissy. And he's not any fun to be around when he's drunk. Like,
isn't he pissy when he's not drunk?
So, oh, that's true. Chris is like Chris is a fucking lovey drunk. Like, he's all, I love you, man. You know I love you, drunk? Right? Do what?
A rapey drunk?
No, not a rapey drunk. Describe how you, describe what you're like when you're drunk. Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you angry? I'm rapey.
You gotta cover up that butthole when you go to bed, but she's around.
Oh,
God.
Let's see. Some other things that have kind of happened during the show or in the course of the show. Cy burned down his work. No, wait a minute. No, he just reported that his work burned down.
But you know, arsonists usually are the one that call it in.
He wanted to get his red stapler.
All righty.
No comment on that one. All right. Let's see.
I am legally forbidden from commenting on this continuing matter.
Okay. Well, you can comment on the time that you foiled a robbery.
Yes.
So,
that was fun.
Yes, that was.
Actually was fun. There's, you know, trying to break into my landlord's car across the street from me, and I happened to be standing outside smoking, and it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there they were, and I decided I was going to walk
wasn't
up
there,
to
wasn't somebody stole a car, or there was some kind of car chase or something that you...
Oh, that was a different event, yes.
Yep. Some blonde chick in a red dress come flying down the road and nearly crashed into the fence over here and got confronted by a couple of people that were chasing her and freaked out and just took off running down the street and left her car running. The cop showed up and waited for a while and then... took the car, you know, and that was it.
In hindsight, in that robbery, the, you know, or whenever they're breaking into your landlord's vehicle, you should have put on a cape, grabbed a trash can lid and a bat. It been much, yeah. Much better moment.
It like, looked like Casey Jones from...
That's right.
Put on a hockey mask, it'd been epic.
Yep.
Let's see, Jay got cut from stem to stern. By the way, how are you? Are you back full time on your job now, or what's going on with your surgery?
I've been back about full time for about a month now. He won't release me from full care for like another 2 to 3 because it's still covered in workman's comp, and they want to make sure that it holds up to under everything I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. So basically, they're stress testing you.
Yeah, because if it ends up fucking up, they can back me down and, you know, do whatever they need to do. But if they release me now, then it fucks up. I'm kind of just stuck.
They're making sure the Elmer's glue held is basically what boils down to. Okay.
Yeah, I do. I did find out that I set off the metal detectors though.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
The little fasteners or whatever they put in there to anchor my collarbone and shoulder and bicep together.
They x-ray in them and you see staples.
Exactly.
They had those little braids. Remember the little braids for the folders?
At first, I thought you were going to tell me it was a spiral. So they're like, you know, there's a guy that's like twisting it. And he's like, shit, won't go through this hole. Hold on.
They push the two tabs on the end and just goes.
Yeah. He's got a fucking trapper keeper inside his shoulders. Just pull down the little lever. Everything just opens up. Arm falls off.
Fuck.
Well, that would be convenient. So if you ever heard it again, you just...
Actually, what I was thinking is, because you know, you've always had to think, you know, especially when you're snuggling with your wife or whatever, you're laying on one arm, you're like, fuck, what do I do with this other arm? If I could just detach this arm, I would be great, you know? But whatever.
I'm almost there.
That's what he's working towards.
I can just hang it up on my side of the bed.
Shit.
Put it on my cell phone.
Let's see here. Podcasting on the road. Both I and Cyrus have done the show while driving on the road, which was an interesting time. Of course, I was freaking walking through a hurricane and everything else before he even got to his car. We're like, what the fuck are you doing?
I walked past an enormous fan. We have a big fan in the warehouse. Was it a hurricane?
It sounded like it. Of course, you know, you chose that time to respond to something. You're like, we're like, what the hell are you, what? And then, of course, Cy has done some interesting voices on the show, possibly scared some small children with his Elmo and Thundercats. And then, of course, one of his best voices is Rudy. I still don't know if he knows you're making fun of him or what. I really don't.
Bring it up. Brought it up to him.
I don't imagine that Rudy knows a lot.
At all. I guess that he's being made fun of. He just knows anything at all.
Yeah, just flat out no. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, there wouldn't be this show if it wasn't for technical difficulties. Let's see. For the longest time, I kept going, as Cy referred to it, as golden. God, I'm glad that's not still happening, because I was really getting tired of being in the middle of a story and leaning back, and all of a sudden, sight, just like I'm not even talking. Dun 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 dun.
Now you just could turn red occasionally.
Well, I turn red regardless, so you know, I'm a chameleon that way. Audio.
You're a reverse chameleon. You turn the worst color you could. Like
he's a chameleon of contrast.
Yes, there you go. I stand out.
Hey, you know what? That's true. Chameleon of contrast. I like that.
Audio. We've had buzz. We've had hum. We've had reverb. We've had so many audio problems. It's not even funny. I'm glad we've
over the show.
Do what?
Conan's taking over the show.
Oddly, technical difficulty is what we're going to name my third kid, but...
Really? Really? Technical difficulties, huh?
Yeah.
Middle name would be Marvin.
Class action lawsuit against a rubber company. I don't know.
Yeah, I knew you were going there. I was just... Whatever.
Middle name is Uh-Oh.
Yeah. Whoops. And then, of course, freezing.
Whoops.
My dad just called me pending litigation.
I told Christy I was going to nickname the boys Tax Write-Off 1 and 2, but, you know, she wasn't, she didn't really go for that, so.
Hey, the tax write-off is wonderful.
Hells yeah.
Taking advantage of that.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. And then, of course, computer freezing, internet connection. Of course, some of the internet connection problem went away whenever Manon was no longer on the show. It took us forever to figure that out. We're like, let's see, everything's running fine, and Manon gets on, and all of a sudden, the internet just drops out. What's going on? I don't understand.
And the northern border seems to be a problem occasionally with audio.
Well, that's true.
I'm playing
Ducky. She's a legit roller derby girl, so y'all better watch
that. That's true.
It's understandable.
It's my crappy computer.
It's understandable that there might be a problem, though, going from the future, you know, into the past.
That's true. You know, so. That's true. Very true.
It's really...
Well, that's everything that I wrote down that, I mean, that kind of stood out on during the show that we've done over the last year. Is there anything in particular?
All right, see you later.
Is there anything in particular, like any, you know, episode or anything you specifically remember? I mean, I know we talked a lot about, we've done a crap ton of stories, but it always seemed like it was the off-topic stuff that was the most fun. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of why we're going to the new format, is because I think it's the most fun of the show. It's, whether it be, you know, we're talking about how we would survive a zombie apocalypse or our most embarrassing stories or whatever.
My favorite was when I think it had stopped recording it, and we played that, movie game where you have to list three movies and...
Marry, fuck, kill.
Thank you. And I hadn't seen half of them and y'all gave me shit for it.
Yeah. That's true. We were like...
But that was my favorite episode. It was awkward.
Yeah, it's hard to play a game when somebody knows you know one.
Hour.
Well, what was the name of that site, Eugene?
What
was that site?
No, you've never heard of... You've never heard people play that game, Marry, fuck, kill?
Oh, I'm thinking of the one where you vote between the three movies.
No, okay, no, you're thinking of Flickchart. Flickchart.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Sorry.
Yes, no, that I mean, not to steal the thunder directly from the Totally Rad Show. Not that we would be stealing any of their thunder, but we tried doing that one time after an episode, and Sly was always, especially if it was at two halfway decent movies. So, you know, it couldn't just be which is the better movie. Oh no. In Sly's opinion, it had to be one movie is going to win and the other movie is going to disappear forever.
Yeah, and be erased from history.
Exactly. And it's like, well, hell, then I can't just throw away Groundhog Day. You know, it's...
Cyrus is a man of extremes.
Yeah, he is a bit, yes. He did say he was...
Addictive personality.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. So...
Okay, I have to go. I'm going to go to the movies.
Alrighty. Well, have fun and let us know how the...
have a good night.
Let us know how the movie is.
Or the guests now getting Groundhog's Day there.
Sneak a bottle in there.
I didn't even hear that. I'm not going to ask.
All right, Ducky. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She goes, bye-bye.
I was going to say, she said, bye-bye, which was kind of funny.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Eugene. Bye-bye.
She's like, God, she's a dick.
I think we should end every show that way. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we're pretty close to the end of the show. Is there anything else? Anyone else have a particular episode that they just they remember? It was just so much fun. I really enjoyed setting up the Fall and Winter movie game. Once we got into it and started doing the bidding war, well, that was a hell of a lot of fun.
Personally, the games are fun. I really, those were good.
I had two favorite episodes.
Okay.
One was obviously the live show that we did at GeekFest. That was just really cool.
That was awesome.
With an audience. That was nice. It wasn't a big audience, but it was an audience. The other one that I loved the most was when we went to the storytelling about Zelda. That was about the Zelda cartridge and how you stole...
Oh!
That was awesome.
I forgot about that.
That was a lot of fun.
Of course, you would.
That was... Shut up. You were saying, Lou?
Oh, yeah. For me, the two funniest episodes were when you got drunk and the episode about the embarrassing moments.
Oh, that was so funny. Oh,
that was...
Those two were...
Because the stuff that
69 was pretty funny.
Episode 69 was pretty funny. I mean, constantly just making dick jokes was hilarious.
I felt like I was out of my realm there.
Shit, you were leading the charge. What are you talking about? that was a good episode. We've done some really fun episodes. I mean, you know, they're not all gold. Hell, there may only be two or three that were gold, but shut up.
But we're constantly meddling. We're at least bronze.
Yes, exactly. I would say we at least put in a bronze-worthy effort. So,
the other fun thing is always trying to mess up Eugene.
Oh God! You know, I find like it was in this last year I did finally put something on there where it was like, you know, when I do the explanation as to what the episode's about, and I did put on there it happened. They finally broke Eugene, and I don't remember exactly what happened. I think it was just because y'all kept going way off topic and. Like, I could not speak to save my life that night, which is another funny-ass thing that always happens on the show is anytime someone mispronounces something, it's immediately pounced upon and ripped apart.
I think it's subconsciously, maybe we're just not into the topic, and we know you are, and you're trying to save it. We're just like, yeah, forget it. But it's like an unspoken rule.
You were, like, getting pissed that night. You're just like, you look like a...
I think there were technical difficulties on top of it, too.
You just take my toys and go home.
Fuck you, dude.
All of a sudden, show just goes black.
I'm just waiting for him to... He doesn't shut down his computer or anything. He'll just get up and walk out. We'll just keep continuing on. I'm still waiting for that. That might happen this next year.
Well, you know when he's sitting in the nursing home, he's going to gripe about this. All the times that we made fun of him on here in the hat and saying shit wrong. And he's going to bring up that fucking transformer you broke.
Yeah, I will.
I don't think he'll ever let me
rocking down. In his chair in the nursing home.
I thought for sure Cyrus was going to say something about, I don't know if y'all saw Lewis tweeted out this week that his wagon he had as a little boy has been refurbished, and now Diego has it. I was halfway expecting Cy to say something about, I'm going to go down there and be like, oh, that's a nice wagon, just like kick one of the wheels off, be like, we're even now.
I can see that. Break one of the rails off a little bit.
Diego just sitting there looking at me like, why?
You bastard.
He loved the wagon, by the way. You took him around the block.
That's why Daddy said don't trust white people.
Shit. Daddy's the whitest Mexican you'll ever meet.
Especially from Australia. He's hating the whole continent, beer, by people. The way.
Maybe that's going to be the title for this episode is Jay Austria. Hates Australians.
Why Jay?
Yeah, why Jay? Jay doesn't hate
Australians. I don't hate Australians.
You're the one that keeps bringing up their prison colony, or was that?
That was Lou.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just sitting here quiet.
Man, you know Australians are like a poor man's British.
Oh, well, that really helped your case there.
He's Mr. Britain, so technically.
Technically, I love Australians by default.
There you go. Okay.
Not really. They're your convicts that you shipped off. What are you talking about?
They're not still the convicts. Holy shit.
And Lou, who are you talking to? Who would hate convicts? Who would sympathize with convicts the most out of all four of us?
Why would it be Lou?
Would it be me?
Mexican's full of convicts. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Now, I was saying me, dumbass.
This conversation's going in a bad direction.
Yes, it is. In fact, we are about up on the time here, so...
Ludden, full of racism.
That's right. shit. As always, please go and go to the site and do something or another. There's stuff to do there. Buy a shirt. Go to Cafe Press. You can go to Cafe Press. You can buy a shirt, a mug, something that has one of our cool logos on it. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook.com/OneManAsylum. Twitter.com/ One Man Asylum. Take the survey. Please take the survey. If we can get enough people together, who knows? We may start doing the show every week again, especially if I can start paying people. But we'll see how that goes. No hope on that one.
We do need to give a plug to Big Cass View. They gave us one like a week ago.
You know what they did? And you know what? Oh, man. Let me tell you. I subscribe to probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 podcasts, right? And some of them are daily, most of them are weekly. And without failure, I may miss one episode of a podcast once in a blue moon. I'm like 3 weeks behind on all these fucking podcasts, and I'm just like, I'm not gonna know what the hell's going on.
I cut back big time.
I'll have time. The thing is, I'll have time to listen to them when I'm at work, but when I'm not at work and I'm here, I haven't had time. Now, what I have been listening to is, I am about 3/4 of the way through the last book in the Dark Tower series. Cyrus, they just finished up the, part with, the comedian. Do you, remember the, in the snow, the house? Basically trying to make them laugh to death.
Yes.
I just finished that part. So I know I still have a little ways to go, but, you and I are going to have to, in fact, I actually wanted to talk to you about this. I might want to just get on sometime with you and maybe if Manon, if we can, get him on and just kind of go through and talk about the Dark Tower series. Because I definitely have a lot of thoughts and it seems to, you know, wax and wane. I'm like, at some parts, I'm like, what? Really, King? This is what you did? This is ridiculous. And then I think about it, and I'm like, that was kind of cool. It is definitely an interesting book series.
Record it.
We'll definitely record it and put it up on the site. Thinking back to it, we were talking about, can this be made into a TV and movie series? I think the answer is yes. The question is, would anyone want to watch it? But more about that later. Anyway, apparently one of my children is going nuclear, so it is definitely time for us to kick off. I hope you've enjoyed our 100th episode. Like I said, we are bi-weekly, so we will not be back next week, but the week after, we will have a new episode ready to go, and we'll have a central topic to talk about and lots of fun things to say. As always, you can find our individual wacky adventures online at OptumSheen, at Cyrus Martin when he's on sometimes, at Tex-Mex, at J-Red, and at J-Red Devil, sorry, and at Ducky Andrew. For all the guys and the lady on One Man Asylum and Group Therapy, have a good night.